I would say 3 years ago was the first time that we had direct dealing with it actually in school, and that absolutely heightened our awareness, and that's why we were so keen when we were asked if we'd host a pilot of the play and give them some feedback before they took it on tour. We were really keen for that to happen because we felt it would enable us to raise awareness with staff and students.
How surprised were you 3 years ago when it did become prevalent in school?
Yeah, very. I think it's almost like the students, you think that it won't happen to you or possibly your students. It's not necessarily the vulnerable students that were the ones that were affected by it, though that was the case with some students. So I think absolutely the mantra that it could happen to anybody, that's the message that we've got to get across.
You could say, I mean, in the past that maybe this sort of issue has been swept under the carpet, not directly, but people just didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. And I think obviously the publicity locally and nationally has brought that to the fore, hasn't it? And I think schools in particular have realised that we've got to tackle some of these controversial issues and not to back off from tackling things because we're worried about reactions of different sort of sections of the community. It's, you know, we've got to discuss it and actually show the reality, but then do the preventative work if we can to stop these things arising.
So what sort of preventative work do you have in this school?
We've got dedicated members of staff that work particularly at identifying children that we think may be vulnerable for whatever reason, and doing a sort of preventive work so that hopefully they never even get to the point where these things arise. We've got the use of one-to-one sort of key workers, and that's been absolutely critical, so that they know they've got a dedicated person to talk to in school who's just monitoring and looking out for the warning signs.
I mean, that's a key as well, isn't it? The training of staff to spot those warning signs.
Yeah, absolutely. As a designated officer, obviously I've had a great deal of training. We say to our form tutors particularly that they see the students every day and that we're in the best position to spot some of these signs. So if there's a change in behaviour, if students suddenly become withdrawn or they look anxious or depressed, we look for if students suddenly start arriving late or having an excuse to go out of school, as well as obviously the more obvious things that are not so easy to spot. If they've got suddenly a second mobile phone, or they seem to have got gifts that they can't explain where they've got them from, if we're aware that they're going out with an older boyfriend or older males. So we're kind of aware of these signs that we've got to look out for now.
And would you know what to do with that information as well, like what the next step would be?
Yeah, absolutely. And a part of the training package was that we know who to refer into, and we've developed really close working links with the Messenger team in particular, with Bernardo's. And I think the work they do in school to support the professionals inside school is absolutely invaluable.
I think your school really is probably leading the way in this area. You know, this should be happening in all schools, shouldn't it?
I think so, and I think all Oldham schools are well aware now of the referral mechanisms of the work they've got to do, so I think the message is certainly spread. We like to think that, you know, we're leading on things and that we're being proactive in supporting the students. That's what we're trying to do.